Break-even goes beyond being a mere buzzword in the business world. It stands as a fundamental concept that, when truly comprehended, can profoundly influence your business's financial success. And by financial success, I mean the whole gamut, from profitability and pricing strategies to the lifeblood of your business, cash flow. The magic of the break-even point lies in its power to transform the way you approach marketing, inventory, management, time allocation, and even sales strategies. In essence, it will guide you through the financial maze of running a business, and it deserves more importance and attention than it often receives in the business world. Ready to get serious about your break-even point? Take a listen. I'm Amy Bajada, CPA by trade, not in nature. Now financial coach to businesses globally. The Boring Shit You Need to Know in Business podcast was created with business owners and aspiring business owners in mind. It's a way to bring you simple yet effective business strategies, explore the art of being in business, and challenge the notion that our financial numbers are boring. If you're looking to improve your profitability, increase your cash, and grow your business, you're in the right place. Join me and other business owners as we discuss the boring shit you need to know in business. Running a small business can be a rewarding but challenging endeavor. As a small business owner, you have a ton of responsibilities, and one of the most crucial ones is managing your business's financial health. Understanding the concept of break-even is paramount to this financial success, and it's a pivotal milestone in your journey as a small business owner. It's not just another financial term, not just more jargon that you need to learn. It's a fundamental concept that can chart the course for your business's growth. So, what exactly is this break-even that holds the key to success? Well, at its core, break-even is the point at which your business covers all its costs, resulting in neither profit nor loss. Imagine it as kind of like an equilibrium where your revenue perfectly balances out your expenses, or put simply, when your revenue covers your costs dollar for dollar. When you reach this point, you've essentially covered all of your financial bases. An important thing to note here is that this concept extends its influence not only to physical products, but also to services. Whether you're selling handcrafted widgets or whatsamabobs, or providing consulting services, understanding your break-even point is critical. So, my friend, what makes it so special? It enables you to set realistic sales goals, make informed pricing decisions, and assess the overall financial health of your business. Now, I know you must be asking yourself right now, but Amy, how does it do this? Well, look at it this way. Your break-even point, whether it be on your goods or your services, provides a clear, purposeful path to so many aspects of your business. And I'm going to point them out for you right now. Let's start by taking your profitability. Break-even is the line in the sand between making money and, yes, losing it. If your sales consistently exceed the break-even point, you're in the green, my friend. You've made money. You've covered all the costs associated with making those sales, and you've got money left over. Profit. However, what it also does indicate is that even if you fall short of this break-even point, it indicates that you're in the red. You didn't cover your costs. So all that time and money spent getting your products and services ready for those sales fell short. You spent more than you made. Which leads me to the second point I wanted to make, which was your pricing strategy. This strategy, your break-even strategy, should guide all your pricing decisions, every single one of them. Therefore, when you know what your break-even point is, you can set competitive yet profitable prices for all of your products and all of your services. This ensures that you don't undercut yourself and therefore have a foolproof pricing strategy for your business. And who doesn't want that? Then, of course, there's the goal setting aspect of your business. Your break-even point becomes this tangible goal and one that you can set realistic targets for in your business based on this financial milestone, the break-even point, that milestone. It helps you stay focused, but most importantly, it helps you to be able to actually measure your progress. It gives you something on which you can determine those successes and tick that box, yep, you've done it and you've got the right price point and you've set your goals correctly. Knowing your break-even point is also helpful when it comes to risk management. It's actually, in essence, a risk assessment tool itself. If your break-even point seems too high, then it's a sign that your costs might be out of control or that your sales are lagging. This insight can quickly provide some corrective action or steps that you need to take to mitigate against any financial risks that may ensue as a result of them being too high. And of course, for businesses seeking external funding, a solid grasp on your break-even point showcases your financial knowledge of your business so that investors and lenders, they will appreciate a business owner who understands their financial sustainability through tools like a break-even analysis. Knowing all of that, my friend, the next step is, of course, to know how to correctly calculate and apply this information to your business. So let's start with the obvious. How do you calculate the break-even point? Now, in order to calculate your break-even point, there are three key things that you need to know. Your fixed costs need to be known to you. The selling price per unit needs to be known to you, and the variable costs per unit also need to be known to you. When I talk about unit, unit is being the measure for your good or your service. So say, for example, your product unit is simply one physical item, and your service unit could be like a unit of time, like a per hour, for example. So before I go any further in relation to the calculation of break-even point, I just want to reiterate for those interested, what exactly are your fixed costs? What are you looking for to be able to gather? And what are those variable costs? So let's start with the fixed costs. Your fixed costs are literally the bedrock of your business's financial structure. They are those unwavering expenses that persist regardless of how many products you produce or how many services you provide. And despite what some business owners believe, in the realm of break-even analysis, including your fixed costs is paramount to getting this right. So I just want you to write that down if you've got a bit of paper handy. It is so important that you don't forget about your fixed costs when you're thinking about your break-even point and pricing any of your products. Because fixed costs are those expenses that are going to remain consistent in your business within specific timeframes, regardless of what your level of output is as a business. These are the financial obligations that don't fluctuate with any variations in your production volume or any service hours that you do. They are often referred to as overhead costs. Perhaps you've heard that term before, because they literally loom over your business, consistently requiring payment. Now, some of these would include, let me just run through just a few very, very obvious. Rent, you know, that monthly lease or mortgage payment for your business premises. There's salaries and wages, which is like your employee compensation, all of it, which remains fairly constant, such as, you know, commissions, the actual base salary, any other types of costs associated with permanent staff. Then you've got your insurances is another example, those premiums for insurance coverage, like your liability insurance or property insurance, if you have to have some. And of course, there's your utilities, those regular utility bills for things like electricity, water, and heating. None of these are going to be fluctuating depending on your production. They are just fixed costs, hence the reason for the name. So why is it important that fixed costs are included in the calculation of your break-even point? Fixed costs are significant because they represent the financial foundation on which your business is operating. Recognizing these costs allows you to determine the minimum revenue required to cover these essential expenses. Because yes, my friend, these expenses need to be covered as well. How else do you expect to run your business? This is something that gets overlooked time and time again for business owners. You need to cover those costs too, even though they're not directly related to the individual product that you're selling or the service that you're delivering. They still need to be funded. Then we go to variable costs. Let's talk a little bit about variable costs. Variable costs, they're more versatile and adaptable financial elements of your business. They are the costs that are going to change in direct proportion to your production volume or your service output. So when it comes to break-even analysis, comprehending what your variable costs are is also essential. These costs are directly tied to your business's output, meaning that as you produce more or offer more services, your variable costs are going to increase proportionately. Now, these particular costs, some examples, cover a broad range of expenses. So things like raw materials, which are those costs associated with the materials used in your actual product manufacturing. There's direct labor for workers directly involved in the production or the service delivery. And that includes you, my friend, your direct labor in delivering that service. There's things like packaging, which are expenses linked to the packaging of products for sales, all parts of the packaging, whether they be the inserts, the cards attached to it, any type of packaging. Of course, there's shipping and delivering, which is the cost of getting your products to your customers and any materials that are needed to your business location. And in some cases, even utility costs may increase with regular production, depending on what type of business you run. Like if you run a manufacturing business, you might include electricity used as that increases depending on the actual output. So again, why is it important that variable costs are included in this calculation? They are critical because they directly impact your profit margins. Understanding variable costs help you determine that incremental cost of producing one more unit of product or delivering one more unit of service. This knowledge is vital for making things like pricing decisions, scaling your production, and being able to manage your business's profitability. Okay, so now that you have all that information in your back pocket, let me tell you what the calculation is to determine your break-even point. It is simply, you take your total fixed costs and you divide it by your selling price per unit minus your variable costs per unit. It's a mouthful, right? I get it. And the best way to understand this type of concept is to use an example. Well, I'm going to use two examples, but I'm going to start with products because it's very well understood when it comes to products. So imagine you run a boutique clothing store and you're considering expanding your product range by introducing some sort of customized or custom-made accessories. Your fixed costs for your business, say they remain at $4,000 per month. That could be things like rent. It could be things like insurances. They're just $4,000 flat a month. The selling price for each accessory is $25 per unit, and your variable cost per unit is $10. So let's go back to our break-even formula. We would take your $4,000 of your fixed costs, and we would divide it by the selling price, which is $25 per unit, minus your $10 per unit. So essentially, the calculation is $4,000 divided by $15 gives us 267 units. What does that mean? Well, in this scenario, what it's saying to you is that you need to sell 267 accessories per month to cover your costs and reach that break-even point. Knowing this, you can gauge the feasibility of your expansion and whether or not you need to adjust your pricing strategy accordingly. 267 units to break even. You sell 280 units, you're making a profit. You sell 250 units, you're making a loss. Now let's have a look at it from a services perspective. Suppose you provide consulting services. Funny that, Amy. And your fixed monthly costs might be $5,000. Your hourly rate, say, is $100, and the variable costs for each hour of your consultations are about $20. Let's use the break-even formula. So we take our $5,000 and we divide that by our hourly rate minus our cost per hour. So that would be the $100 minus the $20. So in essence, we're taking $5,000 minus $80. It means we have a break-even point of 62.5 hours. Again, what does this mean? In this particular case, you would need to work 62.5 billable hours per month, billable being that you need to be able to charge for that, per month to break even, to cover those costs, all of them. This knowledge will guide you in structuring client contracts and understanding how to manage your schedule effectively. Now, whilst the break-even calculation is invaluable and the basis of this analysis about your business, there are still some further considerations that need to be layered to refine this process for your total financial understanding in this area. So let's start with this sensitivity analysis, which is what I call it, where you evaluate just how any changes in the variable costs that you have in your business may impact your break-even point. For instance, if you, for example, have a slight 10% increase on one of your variable costs, it's going to affect your profitability and therefore will affect your break-even point. So therefore, you need to consider how to capture all of these minor changes, any changes, efficiently and effectively so as to never miss that change and never eat into your profitability. Then there's some market research. You need to also layer this whole process, this whole analysis of break-even by assessing your market demands and competitive pricing to be able to determine realistic selling prices and the sales volumes that you can put out. You need to use the information you know about your business against what you know about the market and use both of them in their entirety to ensure the best, most competitive pricing for your business without, and I can't stress this enough, without compromising your break-even point and therefore your profits and your cash flows. Then you've got to think about your operating leverage. You need to recognize the impact of fixed costs on your business, right? Because fixed costs are now being considered, if you're taking this approach, in your break-even point. So things like high fixed costs, so if you're running your business with all these fixed costs and they're quite high, it can lead to a higher break-even point that's needed. That means you need to increase your output. Therefore, you're increasing your financial risk when trying to cover the costs in your pricing models because you need to now sell more. So you need to be sure to always assess and reassess your costs on a timely basis in your business and improve them where you can. Make them tight, make them efficient, make them work for you and bring down that break-even point to make it more manageable and reduce your financial risk. And one of my favorite topics, cash flow management, of course. Even if you've reached your break-even point, here's what I want you to remember. And if you don't remember anything else from this conversation, please remember this. Even if you've reached your break-even point, remember that your cash flow will still be tight. It can still be tight. By reaching your break-even point, you're assuring yourself that you have covered your costs, but you are not providing yourself with more cash availability to your business because you haven't made that profit. You haven't covered your costs and then some. So you need to ensure that you have sufficient working capital. That is, that you need to have funds available to cover any short-term expenses if you do not reach the required number of items or time needed to break even. Because that, my friend, is real. And expenses still need to be paid when sales drop or are slow. In addition, I would recommend having a periodic review of all this stuff not only just your break-even point. But you have to remember, your break-even point is not set in stone, and therefore these reviews are so important because periodically reviewing your costs and adjusting your strategy as needed to maintain your profitability is so, so critical. And listen to it. Understand the review. Don't ignore it if it needs to change. Don't be afraid that if you need to change your pricing or increase your pricing in particular, don't be afraid to do it. Because if you don't, you're always going to be running behind. And I can't tell you how many business owners have had to close as a result of this simple shift and not doing your periodic review. And finally, marketing and sales efforts can be coupled up in this sort of information. And I love how they complement each other. You need to consider how your marketing and sales initiatives can impact your sales volumes that you need, that you've uncovered from your break-even point. You now know what that looks like and you now know what you're chasing, so you can adjust those marketing and sales initiatives accordingly. So effective marketing can actually help you surpass your break-even point more quickly and more effectively if you know it, if you know it and you know it well. The one thing I want you to take away and always remember is that break-even is not just a financial concept. It's a cornerstone of financial success for your small business. It is a clear guide towards profitability. And if that's what you want, go get it. But not only profitability, but it gives you a clear guide to your informed pricing and a deep understanding of your business's financial health. So go forth, my friend, and embrace the power of break-even, for it's an invaluable asset in your business toolkit. And whatever you choose to do today, I hope you make it count. To learn more about the boring shit you need to know in business, head to my website, www.amybajada.com.au/podcast, where you will find all my latest and greatest podcast episodes for you to enjoy. To be notified of new podcast episodes when they become available, be sure to hit that notification where you're listening to this podcast. Stay well, my friend.